Hello there. So here we are on our third day of traveling. Yesterday didn't really count. Just slept and rested most of the day. And all the stress and craziness caught up to me and I needed to just rest. And I feel much better today. Still clearing out my system a little bit, but doing well. And we are almost to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 5 p.m. Nevada time. And grab a few things from my sister who's there right off the highway and then keep going through to the east side of Arizona tonight. Won't get until kind of late and then I want to try to get to sleep right away and wake up early and get going again tomorrow and head to Dallas from there. So been just doing a lot of growth and learning today. Lots of really cool spiritual podcasts and positive affirmations to myself and being happy and grateful for everything in our lives, everything that's unfolding before us. Very excited about it. And clearing out any kind of, you know, negative thoughts immediately if anything comes up, because, you know, your human mind, it starts going, what if this, what if that? And then I just respond immediately to myself with everything is working out perfectly for us. Everything is happening just as it's meant to be, and all is well, and no room for fear or worry or any of that kind of stuff. You just push it out because it's going to come there, and then you just got to let go of it, push it out. Chickens are doing okay. Pecky seems to be getting picked on. They like to pick on Pecky. Everybody seems to like to pick on her. Sometimes I seriously consider making her a house chicken. That sounds crazy, but they make chicken diapers. And if I can convince my family, I partly want to consider, everybody consider, having her wear a diaper, take a bath in the house, and live inside. Like, why not? Right? She can be a pet just like anything else. And our two cats are doing well. We've been giving them some CBD treats every day and seems to kind of mellow them out, make them happy and relaxed. So that's pretty nice. Glad those exist. Also used a little bit of calming spray on Molly's blanket today because she was a little bit disturbed earlier, but I think it's just a very confusing thing. You know, you can't explain to them what's going on and they don't know what's happening. And I hope that just by them being with us and hearing my voice and knowing that we're here, that they're going to be okay. They just have a long trip of being in a cage, and I'm sure they feel like they're imprisoned because they've had so much freedom for the last year at that farm. But hopefully, once we get there and we're there for a couple weeks in our new home, we can let them out again and let them explore their new environment. The most exciting piece is they get to be inside our house, which they haven't been for a year because couldn't have them in the house that we were renting. So very excited about that. Very happy and pleased with the idea of them being able to, you can hear my chickens in the background, but letting them sleep with the kids, and they used to love that. So who knows though, maybe we'll get there and they'll be like, I don't want to have nothing to do with any of this. I guess we won't know until we see what happens. So spent the last 24 hours at my brother's house in Reno. Got to rest and relax a lot, and I took like a 3 or 4 hour nap yesterday. Marty got to hang out with my brother. We went and did guy stuff and watched a bunch of overland videos. They made us an amazing dinner, and my brother introduced me to something new, which was really cool, and I think I'm going to start using it too. But there's a instead of using noodles, you know, a lot of people use gluten-free noodles or they use spaghetti squash or whatnot. So my sister-in-law made an amazing pasta sauce, a red sauce with this amazing elk sausage and, I don't know, like a pepperoni or something in it. So good. Excuse me. And my brother, instead of noodles, made this hearts of palm. So they come in long rectangular pieces. You just fry them up in some butter in a frying pan just for a few minutes. And then you put the sauce over that, and that's your spaghetti. And it was incredible. And I think I'm going to start doing that. I need to find it somewhere locally once we get to where we're at. anyway, I've done spaghetti squash before and it's okay, but it's not something I'd want to eat often. So this is something I think I could substitute for noodles anytime. Delicious. I'd love to make it with like a brown butter, like sagey mushroom mix. Maybe some tomatoes and artichoke hearts and stuff like that. Anyway, it's just a little side note. Yeah, so feeling pretty good about everything so far. Thinking about our friends back home and how we'll miss them, but also looking forward to our adventure in Florida and meeting new people, seeing new places. I just had a vision of Marty and I taking a dance class together. I have no idea why. How funny is that, like ballroom dancing or something? We actually took swing dance lessons and like a, not really swing dance lessons, I should say, like more like, we went and saw a dance instructor for about 2 months before our wedding, and she choreographed a dance for us to do at our wedding, and it was really fun. A little intimidating because we're both kind of more reserved, but it was a lot of fun. And I thought, I'm going to find something for Marty and I to do together, you know? He's going to have a job where he's less stressed and his hours are less terrible, and maybe we could do something once a week where we go do something like that together. That'd be kind of fun. But it sure is nothing along the road when you go from Reno to Vegas. Pretty blah out here. Anyway, I guess I don't really have a whole lot more to say. I know not a lot of people are listening to these, but for those of you who are, I know that you enjoy coming along for the ride, and I would love to be doing videos and pictures, and maybe I'll do more of that in the next couple days as I feel totally normal and healthy. Post a picture of my chickens. I'm actually considering taking Pecky out of the big crate and having her sit on my front seat, in my passenger seat, either in a crate or not, because she's just so chill. She'll just hang out. And I feel like they're picking on her a lot. I want her to be happy. Anyway, love you all. I will talk to you again either today or tomorrow. Hope all is well.